you'll not get the spring of the human birth again. This is the Bhajan Nahi Labna Manas Janama Bahar on page 91. After making the promise, you forgot about it. It has become difficult to give the account of your deeds. You have forgotten the agreement. Attach your love in the feet of the Master. Finish the practice of being born and dying. Why do you stay away? Open your eyes and see the view. Within you is sitting the beloved Lord. Awake and be conscious. The lost time does not come back to one's hand. Kripal explains to Ajay, board the ship and sail across. You will not get the spring of the human birth again. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 91.
Nahi labna manas janam bahar murke nahi labna nahi labna manas janam bahar murke nahi labna veda karke bhul gaya cheta mushkil ho gaya dena lekha veda karke bhul gaya cheta mushkil ho gaya dena lekha bisar gaya ikrar mur ke nahi labna nahi labna manas jana nahi labna manas janam bahar mur ke nahi labna gur charna vich preet lagale jaman mar narit mukale gur charna vich preet lagale jaman mar akhiya khol ke dekhne jara andar baitha malik pyara akhiya khol ke dekhne jara andar baitha malik pyara uth ke hosh sambhal mur ke nahi labna nahi labna manas janam bahar mur ke nahi labna nahi labna manas janam bahar mur ke nahi labna bitiya vela hat na aave ajab nu kirpal sunave bitiya vela hat na aave ajab nu kirpal sunave char be o japar mur ke nahi labna nahi labna nahi labna manas janam bahar mur ke nahi labna.
Open your eyes and see the view. Within you is sitting the beloved Lord. Awake and be conscious. You will not get the spring of the human birth again. A week ago yesterday, we celebrated the founding of Santpani Ashram in 1963. But that was not the only year that Master Kripal came. I want to read today a talk he gave on October 16th, 1972, 50 years ago today, his first public talk at the ashram in that year. And what Master said, the first thing he said was, "Today is the best time to embrace each other." And I mention here Master's reference to embracing in the beginning of the talk is his humorous comment on the extremely crowded conditions prevailing in the satsang hall. Actually, the first two paragraphs refer to that. This is what we call the Santpani squeeze. You know, we had built the satsang hall, and it seemed awfully big when we built it in the summer of 1970. Master came and suddenly there were about twice as many people wanted to get in as was comfortable to sit. So people just jammed in. Some of them couldn't get in. So we had a microphone, a speaker set up in the big house so that people could stay there and listen. And Master came down and gave darshan there after the talk. And then sometimes some people just stood outside and looked in through the windows. At the end of the talk, Master asked me if I couldn't let some of those people come in that were outside. So some more people came in and jammed in even tighter. It was an incredible time. And it was, of course, a cold day. That's said there, standing outside in the cold. Can't you find room for them in here? And not all of them came in, but many did. And I'm reading from The Coming Spiritual Revolution. The talk is called, it's chapter 5 in that book, "This World is Not Your Home." "Today is the best time to embrace each other. We are all brothers and sisters in God. So welcome you are to Santpani Ashram. They say that two kings cannot live together in one country, but hundreds of beggars can. All right, you have come to Santpani Ashram. Simply here, just look to the purpose for which you have come. That's the main thing. When masters come, they look to the world in his right perspective. We also come and see what's going on here, but the level that they see from is quite different from ours. He sees that some are being born, some die young, some die old. This is going on. What is all this? How does this body work? It's all laid down as if it were a machine without any mover. So they solved the mystery. There is some power which is working in the body and is withdrawn. The body works as long as the indweller of the body is there. And wonderful it is that this body, which has so many holes, eyes open, mouth open, nostrils, ears, with all that, the indweller cannot run away out of it. So body works as long as we are in the body. Who are we? We are conscious beings, conscious entities. But we are also in the body as long as we are controlled in the body. Otherwise, we could have run away out of it at our own will and pleasure. That we cannot do. So that power which controls us in the body, that is called the God into expression power. So this body, the human body, is considered to be the highest in all creation, next to God. Mohammedan literature tells us that when the human body was made, God ordered the angels to bow down to it. So great is man, you see. In the human form only we can do something which we cannot do in any other form of life. Except for the human body, all bodies are bound. They have got no free will. In the human body, we are bound to some extent, and also free to some extent. When the railroad lines are laid down, the train will run over them. It is for you to lay down the lines whichever way you want. So Master's found that there is a golden opportunity if we just finish off the reactions from the past, which we have done ourselves. And we have got some free will also. And that free will is we can go to our home. This world is not our home. We are conscious entities, and our home can only be all consciousness. Kabir and others say that we are of the same essence as that of God. God is all consciousness, and we are drops in the ocean of all consciousness, embodied in the human body, which is the highest in all creation, in which we can have our way back to God. So when masters come, they see that we have got so many labels on our bodies. Someone calls himself a Hindu, someone else a Muslim, someone else Christian, Jewish, and so on. But the master says that God made man, only man. Labels were not put on when he was born. We put them on later. When? When the masters who solved the mystery of life and those who met them also solved the mystery of life, when they left the scene, these labels of various social bodies came up to keep their teachings alive. They are the schools of thought which we have joined. The purpose of these schools was for many people to derive benefit from them. So long as they were practical people, the people were also able to solve the mystery of life. And what was that? That we are conscious beings, drops in the ocean of all consciousness, brothers and sisters in God, embodied in the human form. And we are bound to some extent as a reaction of the past, what we have done in our past lives. As you sow, so shall you reap. But after we have passed beyond that, we can know ourselves and know God. And as long as they were practical people, benefit was derived that way. But for want of practical people, the same formations began to stagnate and deterioration came up. So masters have been sent here. God has been sending men, whosoever he chooses. That is his job. It is not by votes that he is chosen, like a prime minister or president or anything. From whomsoever he has to take work, he sends such like people to guide us back home, to take us out of the delusion we are under. And when masters come, you see, they don't address the isms or the labels. They don't say, Hindu, Mohammedan, Christian, come on, hear me now. Either they address the soul or the human body. What do they say? Well, they say self-evident truths. This body is not your permanent home. You have to leave the body. All have left the body. Kings or subjects, philosophers, saints, incarnations. Whoever took the body had to leave the body. So similarly, you have to leave the body. We are conscious entities, and this body is made of matter. And they say, what connection can there be with that? You are a conscious entity. You are living in a human body which is material, which is changing at every moment of life, and you are being dragged along with it. But this body is the only opportunity given to you to make the best use of it, and that best use is what? O man, know thyself. Are you the human body? You say no, because you will leave it. We say, it is my body. We never say, I am body. Just as we say, it is my watch, it is my coat. Similarly, we say, my intellect says so, my eyes see so, my ears hear so. Every day we use these expressions. And it is not you, but yours. But when masters come, they see that we have identified ourselves with the body and outgoing faculties so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. We say my, but we don't mean my. You simply say you work at the level of the human body, but it is changing, and the world around us is changing, being made of matter, at the same speed at which the body is changing, and we are identified with it. That is an optical illusion. that it appears to be stationary. But when masters come, they are good observers. They see what is going on. The master is a conscious man, conscious entity. He is not deluded so that he considers that this world is his home, or that he will never die. It is true that soul will never die, but as we are identified with the body, we say, my body won't die. That is the great delusion in which we are all going. So the first thing that they tell us is this, that this world is not our home. Also that this human body which has been given to us, though all scriptures say it is the golden opportunity, still it is not our permanent home. It is temporary, but it is the highest form in all creation. The rishis of old and others who have left the body and enjoyed the bliss of higher planes, when they returned, they selected the human body to enter. But now, you see, we are working on the level of human body, so we are under a great delusion. The reason is that our souls are under the control of mind. Mind is under the control of outgoing faculties, and they are dragged like anything toward the outward enjoyments. So we are identified with this. We cannot differentiate ourselves, with a capital S, Atman, in a practical way. Intellectually, we do say, I am not the body, I am not the intellect, I have the outgoing faculties. So this is the delusion under which we are going. Every day, every hour, every minute is bringing us closer to the great final change, which is called death. That is awaiting us, each one of us. Guru Nanak said that the body has been betrothed to the negative power. He will take it away sooner or later. So this is not the place where we are to live. Then what to do? Wake up. You are conscious entities, you see? You are drops in the ocean of all consciousness. That all consciousness is all wisdom. It is all permanent, eternal, and it is all joy and peace. That reflection you have got in you, that is the reflection. But you are under the wrong impression, being identified with the human body and outgoing faculties. When a child talks, you see, he says, oh, I am the best. Nobody can know more than me. That is the reflection of that conscious God power which is working there, which is all consciousness. Similarly, we have identified with our body, so that reflection in our soul, we take it as from the body. That is all bliss, and we are after bliss. Ever since we were born, we have wanted some happiness, some joy. We earn money, what for? To have happiness. We have families, what for? For happiness. We want possessions, what for? For happiness. But this is a changing panorama. You are attached to the body, but body will have to leave you. You are under orders. You are imprisoned in the human body as a reaction of the past, according to the flowing pen of God, which writes according to our own past actions. So this is the first thing. The grand delusion is, but as you identified with it, how can you come out of it? That's the pity. That's the point. So masters have pity on us. We ourselves cannot know ourselves because we are identified with the body and outside things and have forgotten ourselves. Yet all methods and practices we take up for knowing ourselves and knowing God, they are related to these very things. How then can we rise above them? So masters give us a demonstration. First they give out, man, know thyself, who you are and what you are. You are not the body. You are not the intellect. You have got outer possessions only, which will leave you when you leave the body. If the body does not go along with you, how can other things which are possessed on account of it? This is the first thing they come up and tell us, but we don't believe. How are we separate from the body? How can we know that? So he gives us a demonstration. All right, sit down. He says that the outward expression of our soul is attention. God is all attention, and it is that attention which works and is identified with the outside. We have to withdraw that attention from all outside and from all the body below. It is the attention which gives strength to the body. It is the attention which gives strength to the mind. It is the attention which gives strength to the intellect and to the outgoing faculties also. You must have experienced in your life sometimes that somebody calls you, but you do not hear. Some man passes by you, you don't recognize him. Somebody comes and sits down by you, but you're not aware of it. They complain, "Look here, we called, you didn't reply." "Why? I have passed by you, why didn't you see me?" You can only reply that your attention was absorbed in something, which apparently means that unless the attention is with the outgoing faculties, they do not work. So the rishis had recourse to that. They developed very long methods involving physical body, pranas, heart, intellect, and everything. But it took hundreds of years to rise above body consciousness that way. Hundreds of years. Because they took pranas along with the attention. So they simply said, "Well, look here. You have all these things, but you are attention. It is on account of your attention that everything works. If your attention is absorbed in your own self, there is no world for you. The world is created when you see. It's already there, of course, but you become conscious of it when you see. I am looking towards you, not at my back, so I can't see who is sitting there. Unless I look at them, I can't see them. They are there, of course, but we don't become aware of them unless we direct our attention there. This is the main thing to be learned. So we are conscious entities. We are all attention. If we control our attention, then we can know the over-self. If we know ourself, we are able to know the over-self. The difficulty lies where? The pity of it is that we do not know how to know ourselves. We simply know ourselves at the level of feelings, or through drawing inferences, or through emotions. Really, you have not known yourself by self-analysis. Just as, this is my watch, I can take it off. This is my handkerchief, I can put it off. These are my spectacles, I can take them off. Can we take off our body, our outgoing faculties? Masters say yes, and they are competent to give you some demonstration of that. How can you withdraw your attention from all outside? When you completely withdraw from all outside and from the body below, you will see, you will feel that there is no world and no body below. And the further way up, that controlling power, that you can know. But this only happens when you know yourself. So masters come and they give out, "Look here, man, this body, this world is not your home." If only we keep that motto before us always, our angle of vision will change. Then all our actions will change. Our whole way of living will change. For instance, you have come here for 4 or 5 days. You know it is not your home. You are only here 5 days. After that, we have to leave. So what will you do? Build buildings here? Are you possessing, fighting with one another? This is mine, this is yours. Are you going to do that? No, because you know you have to leave. This is not your place. And this is the first thing that masters try to bring home. This place is not your home. What do they say then? Are you fully convinced it is not your home? We say yes, yes, but really we're not convinced. Our lips say so, our brain says yes, it appears so, but actually we don't consider that way, because these things become as our home, and naturally that affects our whole angle of vision. So masters say, If this is not your home, why not go back to your home? You are conscious entities. Your home can only be all conscious. You have been sent down here by God. Why don't you go back home? So God sends his messengers to tell people, come on, make way, back home, please. Human body is the highest rung in creation, which you have already got. You are very fortunate. Now this is the golden opportunity. You can come back. And they demonstrate to you how to come back. This meditation is for that purpose, how to withdraw your attention from outside. So if you are convinced at heart, your whole life will change. Why don't you go back home? There is a hitch about it. You have to go after all. After a month or 2 months or 10 days or 5 days, if the time is fixed, then if there is a student whose examination is coming up, the date is fixed for that. If a month is left, then he just eliminates going out for work to save time for study so that he may be ready for his examination. When there is only a week left, what does he do? When he goes to the bathroom, even then he takes his books, because the time is overhead. So we know our time is fixed, of course, but we do not know when. That's the pity. How much more should we be ready to go? Just think for a moment. Take this home, you see. This one lesson will change your whole angle of life. Because we have forgotten ourselves, the pity is we simply see the world from the physical level. We say, this is heaven, if at all there is any heaven. Some people say, those who are too much given up to these things, well, what is heaven? This is heaven, why should we care? The reason is, you see, masters do come, they give out this thing, we don't believe them. But with our own eyes, we see daily people going to the cremation place or burial ground. One is coming, burying the other. Another is coming. Third man is coming. 5, 10, 20 are coming. What is all this going on? Will not your body be taken away someday? Now you are taking the bodies of those who have left. Somebody will also take your body too, is it not? So if this world is not our home, then naturally the question follows, where is our home? If we are conscious entities, our home can only be all consciousness. How can we go back home? This is our true work. So masters give out in few words. Masters' words are few and simple, and they are pregnant with meaning. Look here. This is not your home. The human body is a temple given to you as a golden opportunity to go back to your home. What can that home be? That is the question. It can only be all consciousness, because we are conscious. So they say, well, go back to your home. How long will you continue to live in this world? After all, everybody is gone. The last enemy that we have to conquer is death. No escape from death. What is death? Death is leaving the body. But we do not know how to leave the body. That is one thing that makes us afraid. The other is, what will be our fate? So death appears to be a bugbear. Everybody is afraid of it. We want to have endless life here. But after all, whether you want it or not, you will be dragged away from this body. If a pigeon sees there is a cat coming and he closes his eyes, do you think the cat won't eat him up? Closing eyes won't do. You have got discrimination. You have got foresight. Make the best use of them. This is the only thing I am telling you. If you take it as your motto, if you are convinced of it, your whole life will change. Then you will do something. You will think, well, if it's not my home, then where is my home? So masters say, if you are conscious entities, and your home is no other than all consciousness, and in the human body you have got the golden opportunity, what is your real work, most personal work, to find the way back home? All other work is only action or reaction. You have to pay off debts to those to whom you have been connected, brothers, sisters, wives, husbands, mothers, children. When that is paid off, then, if we are again attached to the world, then naturally we will again go where we are attached, that's all. If we are attached to our home, if we want to go to our home and love that home, and have some contact with it through the grace of some master, then naturally we will go where we are attached, back home. So two things come up. One, this world is not ours. If you take that as a daily lesson, you will go back like an awakened man, and then you will have to be put on the way. Second, if it is not ours, then what to do to know where our home is? How can we reach it? This body cannot help us. It will have to be left. So this is what comes next. So masters say, all right, go on, do your own work. Why are you entangled in the work of others? Mind your own business, you see. If you become happy, all are happy. If you become conscious, have permanent peace, naturally the whole thing changes, you see. That's the point. Masters tell us what to do then. They tell us, well, look here. Meet some master, some guru, who will first enable you to solve the mystery of this human body. By analysis, you will know who you are, what you are. This is the first thing to be learned. You say it sometimes, you hear it also, but you are not convinced. You are convinced only when you see that you are not the body, when you rise above body consciousness for a while. And this is the first thing that he gives us. Who gives? The messenger of God. God resides in every heart, but that man where he is manifest has risen above body consciousness and makes others rise too. He gives a demonstration of that. He says, the way back to your home is within you. God absolute cannot be known by anybody. Nobody has seen God at any time. But the God into expression power, which is the cause of all this creation, which is controlling all creation, which is also controlling your soul in the body, if you come in contact with that, he leads you to the absolute God. It is like the sun. If you could catch a ray of the sun, where would it lead you? To the sun. You ask what to do? Meet some guru, some master. Guru also means that God is within you. The two outer expressions of God are light and sound. We are the sparks of the great light. They say, take heed that the light which is within you is not darkness. It is already light, but covered by so many covers, physical, astral, causal. They say, take off these covers. If a lamp is burning, you see, 1, 2, 3, 4 covers are there. You will find no light. But if you take a cover off, there will be some light. You take others off, there is still more light. If you take off all the covers, it is all light. So he says, meet some guru, some master, who will take you back first, who will draw your attention from outside and take you to the eye level, to the seat of the soul at the back of the eyes. And there he contacts you with the God into expression power. You progress from day to day, and that is the direct way back to God. So your true work is what? The others are secondary things which you have to pay off as the result of your actions of the past. What you have sown, you must reap. Pay them off and incur no further debts, and nobody will catch you. If you incur further debts, then you will also have to reap that result. So masters say, well, pay off these debts and attach your soul to God within you. And when these things are paid off, if you have a contact with that power within you, naturally you will go back home. But all this will be done by whom? That's the point. By some messenger of God through whom he works. His grace is working. He never says, I work. He says, his grace is working. He takes you under his charge and won't let you go until the end of the world. whomsoever he takes charge of. No negative power can take control of it, can snatch it from him, from God. So day to day you must realize this thing. This nam or word, what is it? The God into expression power, which expresses itself in two ways, light and sound. This is your real work, done through the grace of a master. And whoever takes charge of you, he also takes your future. He takes the responsibility to take you back to your true home. This is why Christ said, I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So whatever messenger, whatever pole he is working, his responsibility is to take you back home. He will never leave you. You may leave him. He will never let you go. You know, when Christ came, people asked him, well, what are you after? He said, many sheep are lost. I have to look after them. I have come to find them out. So we are sheep of God, you see. Our soul is of the same essence as that of God. As such, we are all brothers and sisters in God. The first thing is, we have to know we have to leave the body. Then our whole life will be pure, honest, with no enmity, true to God, just like a child, innocent. Already we have got so many impressions of the world outside through the past births. Here we have to shake off all these impressions. Who does the washing? If a cloth is very dirty, we send it to a washerman. Does the washerman ever refuse it? Never. He says, this is my job, I will do it. So similarly, when the masters take on someone, they know he is soul. The dirt is only the impressions received through the outgoing faculties. He knows that it is pure gold besmeared with filth. He will try to wash away this filth, and then you are gold. This washing away can only be done by a master. If we simply surrender to him, the quicker he will do it. If a child is besmeared with filth, you see, and a mother wants to wash him, and a child fights her with arms and legs, does the mother let him go? She catches him and washes him. Similarly, you see, it is not you that can wash away all these things. Simply allow him at whose feet you are sitting. God has got to do that. This filth can be washed away. Past impressions of births. How many births? This human body has been given to us to just relieve us of the burdens of our reactions from the past. And that can happen only if we know ourselves and know God at the feet of some master by God's grace. How? When you become a conscious co-worker with the divine plan, your ego is lost. When you see he is the doer, I am not the doer. The result of that is, who will reap what you have sown? You are not there. Your ego is gone. You reap it only when you are there, when you are the doer. So we have to wash away all the sins of the past while in the human body. If we have got, with God's grace, some living master, it is a great blessing to have a living master. He meets you. He takes you out of this delusion. He tells you that you are soul. This body is not your home. The way back is to know God. And he gives you a demonstration of it, how to know yourself, and gives you a contact with the God into expression power, which leads you back to God. And he is guiding you, always looking after your welfare, how you progress. The more you are obedient, the quicker you will go back. That is why Christ said, if you love me, keep my commandments, you see. So the two things required to wash away all our dirt of the past and the present are to come to the feet of a master and obey him. This is what we have to do. Now you see the whole thing hinges on this. If you are convinced you have to leave the body, all outer attractions leave you. Now we are dragged by the outward enjoyments. Five passions are very strong: lust, anger, greed, attachment, ego, which attack us through the outgoing faculties. How far will you continue with these after you have left the body? Then, if you have to leave the body, why not learn from today onward how to leave the body? A wise man will do it, he who has foresight. Whenever you have work to do, you know that if you do such and such, this will happen. You go on working for that. Similarly, you know that you have to leave. You know it is definite. You know whether or not it is self-evident truth. You have to leave the body. All have left. You have to leave. I have to leave. You can only work in the daytime, not when the night comes, you see. What did Christ say? I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day, when I am alive. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Which is from John, the Gospel of John, chapter 9, verses 4 and 5. You follow me? Very simple things I have showed you. One, this world is not our home. Then, if it is not our home, then where is our home? Who are we? We are conscious entities, not the labels we are carrying. Not Mr. Singh, Mr. Smith, Mr. Khan, you see. Those are names given to the body. You are in souled bodies. So this thing is brought home, you see. These outward enjoyments, all outer attachments, outer connections, are only until you leave the body. And we all have to leave the body. If we are convinced that we have to leave the body, is it not honest to begin to leave just now? Slowly? Suppose there is a silken cloth spread over the thorny bush. You have to take that cloth off the thorny bush. You can take it all at once only by dragging it. If you drag it, do you think it will not be torn? If you try to take it off every day, you will at first do it only after some time, then in an hour, half an hour, few minutes. So these are the self-evident facts. It is no new philosophy I am putting before you. It is a common sense talk. So he says, from today on, sir, start to leave the body. Leave all these connections. If you have to leave some place and somebody fights you, you say, all right, I have to go tomorrow. Why bother myself with it? Is it not your attitude? This is the attitude you may have. And masters come to give us like that, to tell us, do your work. You will say, are all other works not yours? They are yours, of course, given to you as a reaction of the past, connected with you as son, some as father, some as brother. But it is God who has connected you. Have respect for them and pay them off jolly. The man who is under debt, the sooner he pays off that debt, is it better or not? He will become quite buoyant and fresh. As long as he is under debt, he is afraid to look others in the eye. They may want money. So pay off, first thing. Then, this is not your place. And I'm going to stop there, although the talk continues on. There is, you know, a gospel song that I used to love when I was an evangelical Christian called This World Is Not Your Home. I sang it for Sanchi one time, and in the 1977 tour, I couldn't sing any bhajans, or I didn't feel like I could anyway. And Sanchi used to have me sing that song every satsang, basically. When other people sang bhajans, he would say, all right, Russell, now sing your song. And they said they had a pamphlet published with some bhajans, and this was before the bhajan books came out, of course. And they included that under the title Russell's Bhajan, and it was, this world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. The whole song exactly encapsulates what Master is saying in this talk, of course expressed in evangelical terms, although not very easy to make it so that it's universal. Anyway, that talk is a special. It was a great, great time, that particular satsang. Great time.
Sant Mahatma, Malak De Bhagat, Malak De Pyare. Chahe woh kisi bhi yug, kisi jawane andar aaye, sada yahi dasde aaye ki woh Paramatma pure hai, pavitra hai, woh qaim hai, woh sada hai, saadi atma us Paramatma di ans hai. Jinna woh Paramatma pure pavitra si, utni hi saadi atma pure aur pavitra si. ਲੇਕਿਨ ਮਨ ਦਾ ਸਾਥ ਲੈ ਕੇ, ਇੰਦਰੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਸਾਥ ਲੈ ਕੇ, ਭੋਗਾਂ ਦਾ ਸਾਥ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਅਤਿ ਗੰਦੀ ਅਤਿ ਮੈਲੀ ਹੋ ਚੁੱਕੀ ਹੈ. ਹੋਰ ਤਾਂ ਹੋਰ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਦਾ ਗਿਆਨ ਵੀ ਖੋ ਚੁੱਕੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਸ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਦੀ, ਕਿਸ ਸਤਪੁਰਸ਼ ਦੀ ਅੰਸ ਹੈ, ਕਿਸ ਦੀ ਮੈਂ ਬੱਚੀ ਹਾਂ, ਔਰ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਸ ਮਹੱਲ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਮੈਂ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ, ਮੇਰਾ ਕਿੱਡਾ ਵੱਡਾ ਮਹੱਲ ਹੈ, ਮੇਰਾ ਕਿੱਡਾ ਵੱਡਾ ਪਤੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਹੈ. ਲੇਕਿਨ ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਮਨ ਔਰ ਇੰਦਰੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਭੋਗਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਮਝ ਕੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਹੀ ਭੁੱਲ ਗਈ ਹੈ.
ਸੇਂਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਮਹਾਤਮਾਸ, ਦ ਡਿਵੋਟੀਜ਼ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ, ਦ ਬਿਲੀਵਰਸ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ, ਨੋ ਮੈਟਰ ਇਨ ਵਾਟ ਏਜ, ਨੋ ਮੈਟਰ ਇਨ ਵਾਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਦੇ ਕੇਮ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ, ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਅਵਰ ਸੋਲ ਵਾਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਪਿਓਰ, ਵਾਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਹੋਲੀ. ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਸੋ ਵੈਰੀ ਹੋਲੀ ਐਂਡ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਰੀ ਪਿਓਰ, ਐਂਡ ਸੋਲ ਬੀਇੰਗ ਦੀ ਐਸੈਂਸ ਆਫ ਦੈਟ ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ, she is also very pure and very holy. But because she has taken the company of the mind and the organs of senses, that is why she has become very dirty. She has become full of dirt. She has become so much dirty that she has even forgotten her real home. She has even forgotten that whose daughter she is, and what is her home, how big is her home, how much beautiful palace belongs to her, and who is she married to. She has forgotten all these things. And because she has taken the company of the mind and the organs of senses, she understands that she is one of them.
Jad samundar cho pani nu tapish mildi hai, oh bukharat banke udda hai, badal bande hai, barsaat banke zameen te aunda hai, oh bilkul pehla vi pure hunda hai, jad badlan cho barsda hai zameen de utte odon vi saaf pure pani hunda hai. ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਦ ਧਰਤੀ 'ਤੇ ਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਧਰਤੀ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿਸੇ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਕੂੜਾ ਪਿਆ, ਕਰਕਟ ਪਿਆ ਹੈ, ਕਿਤੇ ਗੰਦ ਪਿਆ ਹੈ, ਕਿਤੇ ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੀ ਗਲਾਜਤ ਪਈ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਪਾਣੀ ਜਦ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਵੀ ਮੈਲਾ ਅਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਵੀ ਗੰਦਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ. ਉਹ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਗੰਦੀ ਸਮਝਦਾ ਹੈ. ਜੋ ਉਸ ਪਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਦੀ ਲੰਘਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਸਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਬਦਬੂ ਗੰਦੀ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ. ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਦ ਫਿਰ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਸੂਰਜ ਦੀ ਤਪਸ਼ ਮਿਲਦੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਬੁਖਾਰਾਤ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਉੱਡਦਾ ਹੈ, ਬਦਲਾਂ 'ਚ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਸਿੱਧਾ ਸਮਾ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਗੰਦ ਕੋਈ ਹੋਰ ਚੀਜ਼ ਸੀ, ਮੈਂ ਕੋਈ ਹੋਰ ਚੀਜ਼ ਸੀ. ਇਹੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਸਾਡੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਹੈ. ਜਦ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਫਿਰਦੀ ਫਿਰਦੀ ਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜਦਾ ਹੈ, ਨਾਮ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜਦਾ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਵੀ ਉਸ ਪਾਣੀ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ ਸਵਾਰ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਉੱਡਦੀ ਹੈ, ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ ਪਰਾ ਨਾ, ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਪਰਾ ਨਾ, ਇਹ ਵੀ ਸਿੱਧੀ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਉਸੇ ਸਤਪੁਰਸ਼ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਵਾ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ. ਫਿਰ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਸਭ ਗੰਧ ਸੀ, ਇੰਦਰੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਭੋਗ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਵਕਾਰ, ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਇਹਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਐਵੇਂ ਪਾਗਲ ਹੋਣੀ ਤੁਰੀ ਫਿਰੀ.
When the water of the ocean gets the heat from the sun, it turns into vapor and goes up in the sky and joins the cloud. And when that clouds come in on this earth in the form of the rain, all the raindrops are very pure, they are very clear, very clean. But you know that on this earth there are many places which is very dirty, there's a lot of dirt, the mud and things like that. So that pure and clear water which has come from the clouds, when it mixes with the dirt of this earth, it also becomes dirty and it also starts smelling very bad. People don't even like to smell that dirt. But finally, when that water again gets the heat of the sun, and again when it turns back into the vapor and goes back to the cloud in the form of that raindrop, then it comes to realize that he was not dirty at all. He was very pure, he was very clean. But because he was in the company of the dirt of the world, that is why even he was smelling. But in fact, he is not that dirty. He is not at all dirty. He is very clean and pure. The same is the condition of our soul. When, after wandering from door to door, and after going everywhere in this world, finally we come to the door of the Master, the beloved of God, when that Mahatma gives us the Naam initiation, and when we do the devotion according to his instruction, and after making our soul free from the clutches of mind and the matter, when making our soul climb the horse of the Shabad, just like that drop of the water went back into the clouds, in the same way, when our soul withdraws from all the things of this world and goes back to our real home, climbing on the Shabad, then she comes to realize that she was not dirty. Then she realizes that all what was making her dirty was the passions and the pleasures of the world, and she was not one of them. She was very clear, she was very pure and holy as God Almighty.
Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj da tuhade agge shabd rakhya janda hai, oh sanu bade pyar naal samjhaunde hai ki duniya jinu assi akhan naal dekh rahe hain ਇੱਕ ਬਹੁਤ ਵੱਡਾ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਬਕਾਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਜੰਗਲ ਹੈ। ਅਸੀਂ ਪਾਗਲਾਂ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਮਗਰ ਲੱਗ ਕੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਭਟਕਦੇ ਫਿਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਕੰਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ 'ਚ ਸੁੱਖ ਪਾਲਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ 'ਚ ਸੁੱਖ ਪਾਲਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਮੂੰਹ ਦੇ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ 'ਚੋਂ ਸਵਾਦਾਂ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੁੱਖ ਪਾਲਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਹੋਰ ਇੰਦਰੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਭੋਗਾਂ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਸੁੱਖ ਪਾਲਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹਨਾਂ 'ਚੋਂ ਸਮੱਸਿਆ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ, ਦੁੱਖ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨੀਆਂ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ। ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਰਸਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡੋ, ਮਨ ਦੇ ਪਾਗਲਪਨ ਤੋਂ ਬਚੋ, ਕੀ ਕਰੋ, ਕਿਸੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਰਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾਓ, ਜੋ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕਰੋ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਦੇਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਹੈ, ਸੱਚੇ ਕੋਈ ਮਿੱਤਰ ਹੈ, ਸੱਚੇ ਦੋਸਤ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੀ ਤਰਫੋਂ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਭੰਡਾਰੀ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ।
A brief hymn of Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj is presented to you. In this hymn, Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj lovingly explains to us that this world which we are seeing with our eyes is a huge jungle of the passions and the pleasures of this world. And obeying our mind, we are wandering here and there in this huge jungle. Sometimes we seek the happiness from the passion of the year. Sometimes we are seeking the happiness, enjoying the pleasure of the good and tasty food. Sometimes we are seeking the happiness through the passion of the eyes, and in that way, sometimes through this passion or that passion, we are always seeking the happiness. But instead of getting any happiness or the real pleasure from all these passions, what we are getting is uncomfort, restlessness, and we only create more problems from all these passions. We do not find any real pleasure or any happiness from all these passions. That is why Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj says that what you should do, you should give up all these passions and pleasures of this world and go to the Master who may teach you that how you have to get the real pleasure of the Shabad Naam. And when you will go to him, whatever he tells you to do, you do that wholeheartedly, so that rising above all the problems which you might have created from the passions of the world, enjoying the passions of the world, you may get the real pleasure, the real fruit of the Naam.
Bikhe ban fika tyagri sakhiye naam maharas piyo.
Oh friend, this world is the huge jungle of the poison. Give this up and enjoy the real fruit.
The talk is given on January 1st, 1980 at the ashram in Rajasthan. And I need not point out how beautifully it mirrors the reading we had, and how both masters give us the same basic message. And that day, by the way, it was a great day for me. I believe it was that day. If it wasn't, it was before, the day before or after it. Sanchi gave me this coat that I'm wearing, which has been a great blessing in my life. All right, our closing bhajan is on page 214. Anke Dvare Utbe Bete Mere Datiya. We have come and sat at your door, my giver. Please take care of your souls, my giver. Please take care of your souls. Kal conquers the souls to throw in the hells. He assumes many forms to entangle the souls. Oh, my giver, for God's sake, Please hear the cry of the suffering ones and save us. The darkness of falsehood has covered the world. Truth has fled away to the skies. Religion and mercy are terrified and confused. O my giver, during the difficult time, please ask of our condition. At all places, Kal has laid traps which are difficult to break. O Satguru, my giver, gracious to the poor, please save us in the court of the Lord. Hail, beloved Sawan and Kripal, for you cool the heat at Ajab in moments. O my giver, please give darshan to the Sangat. May we never forget your beneficial deeds. We have come and sat at your door, my giver. Please take care of your souls, my giver. Please take care of your souls. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 214.
आन के द्वारे उते बैठे मेरे दातिया अपनी रूहानु संभाल मेरे दातिया अपनी रूहानु संभाल आन के द्वारे उते बैठे मेरे दातिया अपनी रूहानु संभाल मेरे दातिया अपनी रूहानु संभाल नरकां च सुटने लई काल है वंगार दा रूहां दे पसोने नू बहुत रूप तार दा नरकां च सुटने लई काल है वंगार दा रूहां दे पसोने नू बहुत रूप तारदा वसताई रब दा बचाई मेरे दातिया दुखियां दी सुन के पुकार मेरे दातिया अपनियां रूहां नू संभाल आन के द्वारे उते बैठे मेरे दातिया अपनियां रूहानु संभाल मेरे दातिया अपनियां रूहानु संभाल कूड़दा हनेरा जग उते आके छा गया छुप गया सच उड़े अंबरानु ता गया कूड़दा हनेरा जग उते आके छा गया छुप गया सच उड़े अंबरानु ता गया दया ते तरम कबराए मेरे दातिया औखे वेले पूछ ले ओ सार मेरे दातिया अपनियां रूहां नू संभाल आन के द्वारे उते बैठे मेरे दातिया अपनियां रूहां नू संभाल मेरे दातिया अपनियां रूहां नू संभाल सारियां जगां दे उत्ते पाए फंदे काल ने जल जो विछाए एह टुटने मुहाल ने सारियां जगां दे उत्ते पाए फंदे काल ने जल जो विछाए एह टुटने मुहाल ने दरगाह च आण के बचाई मेरे दातिया सतगुरु दीन दयाल मेरे दातिया अपनियां रूहां नू संभाल आण के द्वारे उते बैठे मेरे दातिया अपनियां रूहां नू संभाल मेरे दातिया अपनियां रूहां नू संभाल तन किरपाल तन सावन प्यारिया तप दे अजायब नू पलां दे विच ठारिया तन किरपाल तन सावन प्यारिया तप दे अजायब नू पलां दे विच ठारिया संगत नू दर्श दिखाई मेरे दातिया भुलिए ना तेरा उपकार मेरे दातिया अपनियां रूहां नू संभाल आण के दुआरे उते बैठे मेरे दातिया अपनियां रूहां नू संभाल मेरे दातिया अपनियां रूहां नू संभाल.
The darkness of falsehood has covered the world. Truth has fled away to the skies. Religion and mercy are terrified and confused. Oh, my giver, during the difficult time, please ask of our condition. We have come and sat at your door, my giver. Please take care of your souls, my giver. Please take care of your souls. May God bless us all.